Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Jamaica prepares for Hurricane Beryl with evacuations, curfews, and disaster declarations. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Jamaica must take this hurricane seriously.
He's ordered a preemptive disaster declaration, and people have already been evacuating the island. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says conditions will be bad.
Hurricane conditions, including storm surge, heavy rains, and high winds.
Beryl moves on to the Cayman Island, and then...
We've got track guidance models that are anywhere from the central and upper Texas coast all the way down to the coast of eastern Mexico.
But Bevin says it's still uncertain. Beryl has killed at least six people and caused significant damage in the Southeast Caribbean. I'm Julie Walker.
Top Democrats are grappling with the aftermath of the Biden-Trump debate. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden meets tonight with Democratic governors in a closed White House meeting. Biden has signaled he has no intention of dropping out of the race.
I can do this job.
Top Democrats say they don't want to tiptoe around Biden's performance and a lack of transparency from his team. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island was asked his concerns in an interview for WPRI.
People want to make sure that this is a campaign that's ready to go and win, that the president and his team are being candid with us about his condition, that this was a real anomaly.
Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas has called for Biden to withdraw from the race, praising Biden, but saying he has the opportunity to encourage a new generation of leaders.
We want to turn the page on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's going to continue to be out there. He has been. And we understand how important that is.
Jennifer King, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.